Hey you guys, welcome to Jessica Unfiltered. This is Jessica. So I want to apologize because I am currently sick. So if my voice sounds different or it sounds weird, you know, just it's because I'm sick. As you guys know, Jessica Unfiltered is pretty much about me talking about anything and everything. Nothing's off the table. So my plan was to talk about pretty much something going on in my life, and it's pretty much about relationships. So let's go into this. So where should we start? Relationships. What is a relationship? Well, it depends on what type of relationship, right? Because there are many types of relationships. There are friendships, like when you're dating someone, there's friends with benefits, you know. But the one I really wanted to get into today was pretty much friendships and relationships. So, what makes someone that you have been in the friend zone with for a while, like, become more than just a friend? You know? So, that's something that's been coming up in my recent life, you know, there's people that have friends that they've been friends for maybe what, like 1, 2, up to like 5 years. And out of nowhere, they start seeing this person as more than just a friend. And my question is, why? You know, a recent story that came up was I have a friend who is in a relationship, and pretty much her best friend, who is a guy, pretty much confessed to her that he has feelings for her and would like to be in a relationship with her. But what would she do in that situation if she's currently with her partner, you know, and her best friend confesses that she should leave her partner and go with him? How does that play out? I honestly think that it all depends on the person, right? Because some people can come back from that, you know? Some people can just be like, okay, we can't, like, you know, I like you as a friend, we can't come back from that. You know, like, we have to stay friends, you know. If you don't respect that, then we shouldn't be friends at all. But some people realize that and accept, you know what, I was way out of line and I'm gonna just be your friend. So, I don't know, I want to hear your opinion. If you were in that situation, if you have been in that situation where a friend has confessed their love for you and you're currently have a partner, what did you do? How did you react to that situation? You know? So please follow me, DM me on Instagram. So my Instagram is JEZZICA Unfiltered. So DM me, because I honestly do want to know, what do you do in that specific situation? Honestly, it's happened to me maybe once. I think once, where I had a friend that I knew from middle school and pretty much confessed that they have a crush on me, but I was currently with my partner and I just kind of blew it off because I couldn't really do anything about it, you know, because I was in love with my partner, you know, and I only saw him as a friend. It was only after we had broken up, when me and my partner broke up, that I realized, you know what, I kind of want to see where this goes, you know. But at the time, you know, then he didn't feel the same emotion, and then we ended up working in the same place, and then we got together for like 24 hours, and then we broke up. Yeah, it was crazy. That's so weird. But what would you do in that situation? Like, what comes to mind, you know? So let's carry on to my next curious topic. So I just recently got a second belly piercing. And for those of you guys who are asking, a second belly piercing, so it's pretty much the top piercing, the top belly piercing, and then the bottom belly. So it's like the bottom of the belly button, right? But one question that came to mind is, how many piercings is enough? You know, or is there a limit to what's, like, is there a limit at all? I currently have 10 piercings, so two ear piercings for my earrings, obviously. I have a piercing that's called a dyeth, so it's, like, in between, like, in kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but it's, like, in the ear, and it's pretty much, like, a piercing in the ear. I have another one that's on, above my earlobe, like, but in front of it, like the little thing before hitting your ear, if that makes any sense. I have two nipple, well, I have my nipples pierced, and then I have the belly pierced, plus a nose piercing and a septum. So I want to hear, like, how many piercings does it take for it to be enough, or do you ever think there's, like, enough piercings? Because I do plan to get an industrial, so it's pretty much a bar going across your ear. So I plan to get that on one ear. I plan to get a piercing that's just kind of cuffs like the ear. I plan to get, like, multiple ear piercings, you know, just to style the ear. But, like, you know, that question did arise, like, is there a limit to how many? I mean, obviously there's no limit, you know, because, I mean, if you have the money for it, then go for it. But it's, like, in your opinion, like, do you think there's enough ear piercings? Like, ear piercings, body piercings, like, honestly, I ran out of places to put piercings on my body. Like, where do I continue, you know? There are genital piercings, but that's not something that's very interesting to me. And it's like when it comes to your chest and your stomach, like, is there any more piercing that you have done or you have heard of? Like, you know, because I have been researching that and I haven't found any piercings that really catch my attention other than the ear piercings. I have seen people have two nose piercings plus a septum, which I think is pretty cool. But the way my face is kind of framed, I don't think I would look good with two nose piercings. But it has crossed my mind. I am not a big fan of face piercings, like, when it comes to, like, my lips or my eyebrows or, like, you know, my eyelid or, you know, I do like the fact that I just got my nose piercing and my septum for my face. Like, other than that, I feel like lip piercings are a little bit too much, you know. I don't, like, don't get me wrong, I would want to get one, but I just feel like for me personally, it doesn't go with it, you know. But, like I said, just leave your comments, like, give me your details, like, what was, like, a piercing that you have thought of, but you're too scared to try, or you heard that the pain hurts, like, just tell me, like, what piercing you have thought of, or new piercings that are coming out, like, what's the new piercing trend, if there is one, like, do you have your piercings, like, a bunch of ear piercings, like, a conch and the helix, like, tell me that. And, like always, find me on my Instagram, DM me, it's JEZZICA Unfiltered. So, that's it for this podcast. I'll get back to you on the next one. Bye.